This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. 16 people killed and 34 injured in a bus accident in Bara district. Incessant rainfall since the last 3 days and snowfall in high mountainous region affect general life. And at least 37 people killed in an attack at a Thai childcare centre. Now the news in detail. 16 people died and 34 were injured in a bus accident in Jitpur Simara sub-metropolitan city, ward number 22 of Bara district, along the east-west highway. The bus, which was heading towards Birganj from Narangarh in Chitwan, ran out of control and had an accident. Radio Nepal's correspondent Ranjan Yadav informed that 16 people died and 34 were injured in the accident. Police said the injured are being treated at Hetora Hospital, Chure Hill Hospital and Makwanpur Cooperative Hospital. The seriously injured have been taken to Chitwan for further treatment. Police are investigating the cause of the accident. The water level in the flooded Narayan River has crossed the danger mark following the incessant rainfall. As per the information shared by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology Flood Information Centre, the river has crossed the danger mark at Narangarh and Devghat areas. The water level in the river has reached 10.61 metres in Narangarh. The water level is considered dangerous when it reaches 9.8 metres in Narangarh. Similarly, in the Devghat area, the water level has reached 7.4 meters. The river is considered to have crossed the danger mark when the water level crosses 7.3 meters in Devghat area. The Chitwan District Administration has informed that the water level in the Narayan River has reached the highest mark so far this year. The water level in the river is likely to increase as further rain is expected. The centre has notified the people living in the settlements close to Narayani River in Chitwan and Nawalparasi to remain on high alert and move to higher and safer places. Similarly, the Rapti River has also crossed the danger mark following incessant rainfall since Tuesday night. At Kusum, the water level in the swollen river has crossed the 6.32 meters mark. The river is considered to reach the danger mark when the water level reaches 5.40 meters, so things are very dangerous over there. Landslides triggered by incessant rainfall since Tuesday evening have disrupted vehicular traffic on several road sections across the country, causing inconvenience to passengers travelling to various places for the Dasai festival. A report from Waling Siangja said the Waling Galyang section of the Siddhartha Highway has been disrupted due to the landslide that occurred at Cholpe of Galyang, ward number 8. Police said the landslide occurred at 4 a.m. yesterday. Similarly, a report from Manang stated that the Besisahar Chame Road section has been disrupted by a landslide that occurred at Khotro of Nason Rural Municipality, ward number 3 in Manang District. Likewise, most of the rural roads in Magdi district remain disrupted due to mudslide triggered by incessant rainfall. The Beni Jomsom Road section is also disrupted due to the landslide at dozen places in Magdi section of the highway. The road has been swept away by floods at several locations. The Beni Maldhunga Pokhara Road is also disrupted at many locations due to the flood and landslides. The obstructed Narayangarh-Mughlin Road section has come into two-way operation. District Police Office Chitwan has informed that the road section has been opened after removing a landslide in ward number 29 of Bharatpur Municipality, Metropolitan City rather. Snowfall has affected general life in the northern part of Gorkha district. It has been informed that the snowfall that occurred yesterday afternoon in Samagaon area of northern side of the district has disrupted the general life. Three helicopters have been on standby to rescue mountaineers and their helpers who have set out to scale the Manaslu mountain if any untoward incidents occurred due to the snowfall. A total of 366 tourists have reached Mount Manaslu at Mount Manaslu Base Camp to ascend the mountain. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged residents of the high mountainous areas and mountaineers to stay alert as the weather would remain bad for some more days. From weather to politics, a meeting of top leaders of the five-party alliance regarding seat allocation for the elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly was held at Balwatar yesterday as well. Member of the task force informed that the meeting held discussions on the proposals submitted by the five-party task force to conduct necessary homework and give final shape to it. Chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party, Upendra Yadav, told the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti that the meeting yesterday gave continuity to efforts being held for the past few days regarding seat allocation. As per the election schedule, candidacy for House of Representatives and Province Assembly election should be filed on October 9th. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shah Bahadur Dewa, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav and Vice Chair of Rashtriya Janamorcha Durga Paudil, among other top leaders, attended the meeting yesterday. People are receiving Tika and Jamara of Bijaya Dashami today as well. People who could not reach the residences of their elders yesterday and on Bijaya Dashami's day are receiving Tika and blessings from their elders today as well. The Tika is received till Kojagrat Purnima, which is on coming Sunday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 37 people have been killed in an attack at a childcare facility in northeastern Thailand. More than 20 children are among the dead, with victims as young as 2 years old. The attack began when a man armed with a gun and a knife stormed into the childcare facility in the Nong Bua Lumpur province. The attacker, who killed himself and his family as police searched for him, has been identified as former police officer Panya Khamarab. He was dismissed from the police force earlier this year and was facing trial on drug charges. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha has ordered an urgent probe into the attack and offered condolences to the families of the victims. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Sudar Paschim province, Karnali province and at one or two places of Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 19.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 18.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Sixteen people killed and 34 injured in a bus accident in Bara district. Incessant rainfall since the last 3 days and snowfall in high mountainous region affect general life. And at least 37 people killed in an attack at a Thai childcare centre. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.